Who are you? He confessed and did not deny, but confessed, I am not the Messiah. And they asked him, What then? Are you Elijah? He said, I am not. Are you the prophet? And he answered, No. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 19 through 21.
You can buy gold just about anywhere in the world from all kinds of different dealers. So why do you use the Patriot Trading Group?
20 years of service, just like that. A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, just like that. Lowest prices, just like that. No solicitation, just like that. Buying or selling, just like that.
For all your gold and silver needs, call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592, just like that.
Well, Dr. Stan here, and just commenting briefly, they were talking about this, a fellow in California who killed six people. And, oh, it was because he was on Xanax. And, of course, the inference is we've got to somehow get the guns away from people so they aren't shooting people. Why can't we put a sign up in every school in America, thou shalt not kill? Why can't we teach our children values, the importance of human life? Why we can't do that? Because of the wall of separation between church and state. Ladies and gentlemen, is an organized effort to destroy Christianity, to destroy the moral fabric of our society. They're doing a great job of it here. And believe me, if we don't take a stand against this, if we don't return to moral values in America, then this country is going to be lost and you'll have nobody to blame but yourself. Well, I guess this morning, as our good friend Barry Sammons, we're going to be talking about what's going on over in the Holy Land, in Israel, because this really is the center of so much of what's going on today. And certainly, as you know, the Pope recently made a trip to that area, but he specifically did everything he could to sort of ignore Israel. He went to Palestine, he went to Jordan, he had meetings with the Palestinian leaders. He had a brief meeting with Netanyahu, but of course, the whole idea was that they were going to turn part of the Mount Zion over to the Pope, and for whatever reason, they weren't able to pull this off. There is a plan, however, to have the Vatican play an increasingly important part in the affairs of Israel. And, of course, you have to understand there are powerful satanic forces working at the highest level of the Vatican, just as there are powerful satanic forces working at the highest level of the Protestant Church in America today. Go right ahead, Barry. Bring us up to date on what your opinion is of what's taking place in the Holy Land.
Sure. One tiny, it's not a major issue, but the Bible, in its original language, never says do not kill. That would be al teharog. It says al tirzak, do not murder. And without diving into the difference, there is a difference. But let's go straight into, first of all, I have to mention this. My partner, we had a newsletter. Before the internet, you used to have to stuff them into envelopes and send them out. There was no way to get to people other than the mail. Back then, ours was called Inside Israel, and Joel was my partner, and we met night after night. Something drew us together. I'll analyze that later, but he died this week, age 57. And look, I can claim murder. Nobody dies at 57, except when are investigating Iran-Contra. He wrote the first book on Iran-Contra. It was called Crimes of a President. And the president that he was referring to was George Bush, the father. Now, that president led us into Oslo. He was outgoing in September of 92. He lost the election. Clinton would take over Oslo, but he ordered Yitzhak Rabin and In a meeting at Kennebunkport, Maine, on September 22, 1992, he ordered Rabin to prepare the Israeli people for, quote, painful sacrifices, like their land, right? And who knows how Rabin, as far as we knew, a patriotic Israeli and this and this, he gave in. And, well, that started Joel and I kind of in desperation. We knew that our country, the country we, well, devoted ourselves to, Israel, had just changed. It more than changed. Oslo invited the PLO into our lands. Well, Joel went to America, and he was a very good investigative journalist. He was more daring than I was. I wrote better, but he was more daring. It was a good balance. He was in Washington investigating Iran-Contra with a journalist. I'm not fully prepared for this show. I believe his name was Philip. Philip said to him, I've got a beautiful necktie. I'd like to give it to you. It'll look great on you. He put it around Joel's neck. Oh, 2 hours, 3 hours later, his neck, well, it became very, very swollen. And he phoned his wife, Rochelle. He said, there's something wrong. I'm really sick. I'm coming back. He came back within he was diagnosed with lymph cancer within a couple of months. And when I came to do Inside Israel, it was with a person who had just survived, and it was a close call, lymph cancer. Now, just to carry on, this journalist in Washington sent his assistant, a very pretty Arab girl, to Israel to investigate. She did everything to get me into her room to start an affair, and I wouldn't do it. I was married, and I had certain values. I wouldn't do it. That probably saved me from his fate. Now, Joel died when I was at my youngest and most spry, and my mind was, I don't know, it's not like that anymore, okay? I'm just telling you, I'm 62 now. What I was like in the 30s was not the same. I wanted to do some good, and Joel wanted to do some good, and, well, Joel got cancer, and I didn't. I'm just saying, his loss was profound to me, and I'm not a person who mourns. I did for him. The emotion was terrible, and I couldn't control it. But just remember, folks, Joel Beinerman exposed Iran-Contra. What was in common with my Rabin murder and his Iran-Contra? And in this period, I wrote that book. He wrote his book, Crimes of a President. What was in common was Shimon Peres. Peres knocked off Rabin. I proved it. And, well, Peres organized Iran-Contra, blackmailed the Israeli government.
Which one of your books can people read about how they knocked off Rabin?
Who murdered Yitzhak Rabin?
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on.
Hi, folks. Guess what? We don't live in the land of milk and honey. We live in the land of farm factories, laboratory processed, and genetically modified food. Yikes! That's Frankenfoods! And that's a food and health crisis. But hold on. I have a solution. Eat non-GMO organic superfood products. Ask me, Vita, about a $50 gift card for free product. Call 518-530-1060. That's 518-530-1060.
Great Plains Power has been providing reliable electrical power systems in the Rocky Mountain area since 1992. Our systems rely on the sun to help make you self-reliant for your power needs. Solar energy can be scaled to fit any situation, from complete power independence to backup power for the short term. Our expertise focuses on standalone power, but we have extensive experience with utility interactive systems as well. Custom-tailored capabilities as modest as emergency lighting all the way to commercial-scale power. Great Plains Power is a full-service company. We service everything we sell. We provide and design turnkey packages, custom-designed system, and parts for do-it-yourself. With more than 20 years of specialized experience at your disposal, let us know what your power concerns or goals are. Reach us by phone or the Internet. Call 303-239-9963. That's 303-239-9963. Or go to greatplainssolar.com.
Well, Dr. Stan, and of course, Barry makes the point that they killed people over in Israel. They killed Rabin. They've killed other Israeli leaders, just as, of course, here in America. They killed John Kennedy. They killed Bobby Kennedy. They killed Martin Luther King. There are certainly totally irresponsible people who get away with murder, and it ties into our intelligence agencies, Israeli intelligence agencies, American intelligence agencies, British intelligence agencies. The average citizen doesn't like to think about these things, but this is the real world we live in, because there's organized groups in the world today who want world power. They want a one-world government, a one-world financial system, and they are intent upon destroying both Judaism and Christianity. Pick up the story, Barry.
Yeah, it's remarkable how security agencies somehow create a different reality, but leave us with the reality we believe. But this isn't the time to dive into it. Let's go into the latest trip. And by the way, Joel wrote extensively on this connection between Paris and the Vatican. And who knows, I'll maybe even talk about it someday with you. But the fact is, the last papal visit, it ended a week ago. It was organized in April of the year before, when Paris, now this is a quote to the Italian media, here's the quote, 99% of the issues regarding the Israeli handover of the Last Supper Room, the cenacle, to the Vatican have been resolved. Well, that's how we organized the papal tour. It wasn't the Israeli government. It certainly wasn't the Israeli people. I mean, that goes without saying. It was Paris and the Vatican promising to hand the Vatican a good chunk of Mount Zion. Gethsemane is an Armenian church. It's probably the largest property owned by anyone, including the Catholic Church, in the Old City. Israel would hand that over to the Vatican. But the Last Supper Room, well, that was supposed to be this trip. It was supposed to be public. But the Israeli people, and somehow I'm going to say the Israeli government, who knows what, you know, under the table, what the diplomacy is, but they didn't give it back. And the Pope took revenge on Israel. You're talking about a defamation tour. Here's the theme of the papal visit, was to slander Israel. Now, it began, incidentally, he did not start the tour in Israel. He started it in Jordan. And while meeting King Hussein, he casually mentioned that the Israelis are the same as the Syrians. He equated Israelis with Syrians. Listen, 160,000 at least Syrians have been murdered in the last few years in the civil war. The government there made refugees of about 2 million. There is no equation. but he made it. Now, if you think that was something, this planned, they sat down in their rooms, in their conference rooms to plan a trip where Israel is completely defamed. So from Jordan, where Israel, well, suddenly became Syria, the Pope didn't fly to Israel. He flew to Bethlehem, which, by the way, is not Israel anymore, needless to say. Now, before we go into the main piece of news that came from Bethlehem, and it still has to be played out, I'm going to, after the Manger Square Mass, he went and, well, here's the quote. The Pope paused for several moments in front of graffiti on the security wall in Bethlehem, bowing his head in prayer in front of a message proclaiming, Pope, we need to see someone speak about justice. Bethlehem looked like Warsaw Ghetto, free Palestine. There he crossed himself and he lowered his head like this ugly publicity stunt wasn't planned. Now, I wasn't there, but I feel very confident in saying that advancement, vicious clergymen, they were acting as advanced gatherers of information. They staked the wall and found the perfect graffiti for an international photo op. If, in fact, they didn't write the message themselves, and if they were short of the message they wanted, they would have. Now,
what was the message? What did the graffiti say?
Pope, we need to see someone speak about justice. Bethlehem looked like Warsaw Ghetto. Free Palestine.
Okay, go right ahead.
There, that was the message. Now, look, the Israeli reaction, even from the left, they were talking about the incompetent Pope, that he did this because he was incompetent. No, he's not. He's perfectly competent in his agenda. Now, let's, oh gosh, what, I wish the Jews would smarten up. I so wish they would, but they didn't. They said this Pope is incompetent. And that explained that Israelis were Syrians, and, well, that undoubtedly we are preventing the justice of the Palestinians. That's what the Pope told the world. But before that, at the Manger Square Mass, he invited Mahmoud Abbas, the head of the Palestinian, the president of the Palestinian Authority, and the Israeli president, outgoing, by the way, Shimon Peres, to come to the Vatican for, quote, a heartfelt prayer for peace. Now, I'm going to repeat the obvious. Abbas is the actual president of the Palestinian Authority, and he has power. Peres is the ceremonial president of Israel, and on paper, he has no power. He should have invited Netanyahu if, in fact, he was inviting anyone for a heartfelt prayer. Now, here's his invitation, the quote. I wish to invite you, President Mahmoud Abbas, together with President Shimon Peres, to join me in a heartfelt prayer to God for the gift of peace. That was the last words he said at the open-air mass at Manger Square in Bethlehem. I offer my home in the Vatican as a place for an encounter of prayer. Now, I want to tell you that Shimon Peres has not prayed to any God recognized by Israel, by Jews. It's absurd that Peres would go to pray to anyone. He's not going to the Vatican to pray. Now, look, he's on his way out, and he promised the Vatican their so-called properties. All right. And he didn't deliver. In his final days, watch out, he's getting marching orders. Now, I don't know what power he has left, but he's getting orders to give us our properties. The last slander, nothing compared to what's coming up against Israel if we don't get our properties back. That's my listen, I'll bet you anything I'm right. Where Abbas fits in that, he'll make sure the Vatican gets their properties too. Look, you have to go into the background of, again, what Joel and I found out. And, oh gosh, Paris. Now, this is according to Leah Rabin. She wrote an autobiography. Let's just say one point was not noted by anyone but Joel and I. And that was that Paris, as a young kid in Poland, was educated by the Jesuits in a Jesuit school. Now, with my little background, well, let's just put it this way. What you sent a kid to a Jesuit school to begin with? Paris, from this Jesuit education in Poland, went to Israel, where he has been following a very different line than the survival of Jews. All right? That Joel and I, we found, why did he murder Rabin? Why did he get Israel involved in the Iran-Contra?
Now you're speaking,
you know what?
Perez. Speaking of Perez, the current president, ceremonial president. He has no power, and yet he's one of the key figures over there. He's over 90 years old. He is Jewish, but he was trained in a Jesuit school. So he has strong ties to the Jesuits and to this whole world satanic conspiracy. Go right ahead.
Look, I'm going to get personal. How did Joel start with the Iran-Contra, and how did I end up with Rabin? That's what our newsletter, 14 issues of Inside Israel in the mid-90s, did. An Israeli named Amiram Neer died in Mexico when his plane took off, and, well, everyone, the other five passengers survived, but only Amiram Neer died. Now, coincidentally, he had just been fired by Shimon Peres as his office manager, and he was 3, 4, 5 days from testifying to Congress over Iran-Contra. This couldn't be allowed, so he was killed. Joel went. Look, the woman's name was Kathy. She was on the plane. She was working for the Mossad, apparently, and Joel found her. She lives in Hamilton, Ontario. He found her. He interviewed her. He flew to Washington to find out why was this Iran-Contra taking place. That's where he was given the cancer. That's where he was given the necktie. Somehow with Rabin, I survived. He's now dead, and I have, oh gosh, it was a terrible blow to me. Terrible. Happened 3 days ago. The fact is, together in the 90s, Joel and I worked out that this Shimon Peres knocked off Rabin and involved Israel in a ridiculous... Look, the arms went from Israeli airports to Iran. The money went to Nicaragua, to the Contras, and then Americans came down in their planes to get the payoff in cocaine. That was Iran-Contra's fantastic. As that sounds, that was Iran-Contra. And Joel, I think he was the first to expose it. But the same Paris who knocked off Amiram Neer, and he knocked off Rabin, and he knocked off Sharon. Well, he involved your country in something ridiculously criminal called Iran-Contra. Joel exposed that. I exposed Rubin. All right, let's go back to the Vatican visit. Look, the fact is that Pope Francis was named after Saint Francis. There's an order, the Franciscan order, commemorating Saint Francis along with the Benedictines after World War II. They put together such an organization. In short, they saved the Nazis. The ones that came to America, that was Operation Paperclip.
Hold that thought, because basically, ladies and gentlemen, the Vatican was working with the Nazis all during World War II, as was our own intelligence.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on! Shavuot is coming on Sunday, June the 8th. New meeting location is Island Grove Park, located at 501 North 14th Avenue, Greeley, Colorado, from 9 a.m. until 6 p.m. Special guest speaker is Keith Johnson. Celebration music by the Mendez family and praise dancing with Marty Gale's Celebration Dancers. Go to the website ShavuotFestival.com. That's ShavuotFestival.com. And Lord bless and keep you. See you there.
Richard called one of those other gold dealers.
Richard, please answer the door!
Richard gave them all their information.
Richard, you should have called Patriot! Now they'll never stop calling and sending their solicitations!
Don't be a Richard. Call the Patriot Trading Group for all your gold and silver needs at 800-951-0592 or go to our website at allamericangold.com.
Brush Housing Authority and Brush takes the time to remind us that respect and care for our senior citizens should always be a priority in our society. We owe much of today's success to those people who, through hard work and sacrifice, have given our generation all the things we enjoy. During our National Older Americans Month, let's remember our seniors and wish them well. That's from Brush Housing Authority, reminding listeners for housing programs, call 970-845-5046. That's Brush Housing Authority, where ex-director Ed wishes all our seniors a great and safe 2014.
Square Root Construction is pleased to help support the American Freedom Network by offering a high-quality custom deck construction services. Established in 1990, Square Root Construction has been building high-quality decks and other types of outdoor living projects all along the Northern Front Range. We are licensed, insured, and have all the experience, knowledge, and skills to help you create the outdoor living oasis of your dreams. For your free consultation and no-obligation quote, give Doug a call at 303-517-8742 or visit us on the web at squareconstruction.com.
Hi, folks. Guess what? We don't live in the land of milk and honey. We live in the land of farm factories, laboratory processed, and genetically modified food. Yikes! That's Frankenfoods! And that's a food and health crisis. But hold on. I have a solution. Eat non-GMO organic superfood products. Ask me, Vita, about a $50 gift card for free product. Call 518-530-1060. That's 518-530-1060.
Morning, Barry Sammons. And Barry, before we go on, I want you to tell our listeners how they can get to your book, how they can get to your website, how they can get to your radio program, how they can get to your PayPal button.
Sure, and I'm grateful. David Samarin, bless him, has saved my website. So you get my books at lulu.com. That's L-U-L-U.com. You'll see a search box. Says books, right in my last name, Chamish, C-H-A-M-I-S-H. My website is www.barrychamish.com, And yes, there is a PayPal button. And boy, am I'm the best writer when it comes to my readers. If you help me survive, I reward you. And I say that seriously, and you stay my friend forever and ever. And well, that's that. Now let's go back to Israel and me and Joel. The Benedictines saved the Nazis. They sent over 100,000 to America, got about 30,000. You got lucky. They were scientists mostly. South America got the dreck. They got the camp guards. Any Nazi who should have been in front of a court, an Israeli court. Well, he was in South America because the Benedictines gave him a new identity, a new passport, a ticket. They arranged everything. Boy, the organization to get over 100,000 Nazis into their seminaries. My goodness, what that involved. That's the Pope. In short, the Pope, well, his Franciscans saved the Nazis, and the Israelis only tried and convicted one Nazi in Israel's history. That's it.
But it wasn't, now, it wasn't just the Vatican alone. American intelligence agencies, certainly British intelligence agencies, were working right along with the Vatican to save those Nazis. And basically, ladies and gentlemen, nobody's ever asked, why did Israel only try one Nazi? And nobody's going to ask these questions. Nobody's going to ask what really happened to Adolf Hitler.
Oh, Dr. Stan, I could dive into this. Why was that one Nazi responsible for the deaths of 600,000 Jews in Hungary during the Second World War, while the Jewish agency sent its representative to meet with Eichmann in Hungary, wear Nazi uniforms, go to death camps? The history is awful. But Jews won't look at this. They won't look at it. Look, this last trip, you would think there'd be some analysis, but you have fantasy with, I don't get it, but they live in a fantasy world. Now, look, I'm going to quote you the editor of the Jerusalem Post. So I guess she's the highest editor right now. Here is her analysis of the papal visit. Quote. In one of his blander pronouncements during the papal visit, Netanyahu mentioned on Monday that Jesus spoke Hebrew. There was nothing incorrect about Netanyahu's statement. Jesus was, after all, an Israeli Jew. But Francis couldn't take the truth, so he indelicately interrupted his host, interjecting Aramaic. Netanyahu was probably flustered. True, at the time, educated Jews spoke and wrote in Aramaic, but Jesus was educated, but the language of the people was Hebrew, and Jesus preached to the people in Hebrew. This is all wrong. It is total delusion. Educated Jews spoke Hebrew in their religious ceremonies, but Aramaic was the common language of Israeli Jews at the time of Jesus. The Pope was right. Look, creating false history has made the Jews accessories to their own recent disasters. Nothing is changed, apparently. Look, Paris has never prayed to any Jewish God, and he's not going to the Vatican to pray with any pope. His presidency is running out. He didn't deliver the Vatican their properties as he promised, and he's going to Rome to get his final marching orders. Watch out for his last days. They're coming up. I'm not sure he can do anything about it, but nonetheless, he's not going there to pray. He's going there to get back Gethsemane and get back the Mount Zion in general, the Last Supper room. Look, there's Jewish analysts can't be honest about their own history. This is something Joel and I, by ourselves apparently, understood. Look, I'm going to tell you an important story that Joel and I broke. Now, a teeny bit of background. I was at a Hanukkah party, and my host, Lenny Wolf, was a close friend of Ron Pundak, who died 2 months ago, by the way. Now, look, Ron Pundak was one of the two negotiators of the Oslo so-called peace. What Lenny said to me was, do you want to interview Ron Pundak? And, well, needless to say, I said yes. Within a couple of days, Joel and I met Ron Pundak in a Tel Aviv coffee house. Pundak thought, well, I was friends with Lenny, therefore I admired him. I didn't. But he was boasting and being effusive, and by doing so, he spilled the beans on Oslo, on peace, on Paris. We got the scoop. We did it the hard way. Now, I'm going to quote you what I wrote back then, and possibly with Joel. We wrote everything together. Kind of an ugly process that got us fighting a bit, but nonetheless, we did it for 14 issues. Here is what came out from Joel and I. To summarize real history, in September 1993 at Kennebunkport, Maine, outgoing President George Bush ordered incoming Israeli Prime Minister Yitzhak Rabin to begin negotiations to bring the PLO back to Israel in the name of, quote, peace, knowing he knew well that this would just be ushering in an era of terrorism and chaos. You didn't have to be a genius to figure that out. Let's go on with the quote. Rabin despised his foreign minister, Shimon Peres, so assigned the diplomatic task to deputy foreign minister, that is Peres's deputy, Yossi Beilin, behind Peres's back. Beilin sent two wacky Tel Aviv idealists, Ron Pundak and Yair Hirschfeld, to Oslo to negotiate the Oslo, quote, peace accord. I got the ugly scoop directly from Ron Pundak. Peres found out about their mission and his exclusion. Okay, after the commercial, we'll finish this.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on. Whether you're in automotive, sporting goods, hardware, health, wellness, electrical, electronics, construction, carpet cleaning, legal, or animal care, and offer exceptional customer service and provide quality services or goods, you're honest, reliable, and professional. If you have a business, we have the customers. Let us put you in touch with our loyal, supportive, and dedicated listeners today. They're waiting to hear from you. It's inexpensive. It's effective. Call KHNC at 1-800-205-6245. Shavuot is coming on Sunday, June the 8th. New meeting location is Island Grove Park, located at 501 North 14th Avenue, Greeley, Colorado, from 9 a.m. until 6 p.m. Special guest speaker is Keith Johnson. Celebration music by the Mendez family and praise dancing with Marty Gale's Celebration Dancers. Go to the website ShavuotFestival.com. That's ShavuotFestival.com. And Lord bless and keep you. See you there.
Did you see the size of that commission?
That certainly was a large commission.
Where's the gold? It's a very, very big commission. Where's the gold?
At your typical gold dealer. You get a lot less gold, and they get a lot more commission. At Patriot, we provide you with more gold and silver with what we like to call the single-digit markup. At Patriot, you get more gold for less.
For all your gold and silver needs, call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here for the last segment of this morning's program with Barry Shamish. Barry, you pick up the story about what's really going on over in Israel, about the tragic death of your friend Yoav Bannerman, and certainly about the things that are going on behind the scenes as Peres and other traitors in Israel certainly are preparing to betray Israel to the Vatican. Go ahead.
Here's what Ron Pundak told us, and this is what we wrote. Peres found out about the Oslo mission. Again, behind his back, Rabin despised Peres. He had to take him as his foreign minister. He sent him on wild goose chases while the real negotiations were going on in Oslo. Peres found out. At first, he ignored it, but he figured it out by May of 93 that Oslo was the only game in town. So what he did is, here's the quote, he sent Marek Halter to the Pope with a letter offering Jerusalem as a prize for insinuating the Vatican in the peace process. Suddenly, here's the peace process. In November of 1993, the Oslo Accord was signed, adjudicated by Balin. 2 weeks later, in December of 93, the Vatican Accord recognizing Israel, adjudicated by Balin, was signed. Oslo and Vatican were one and the same peace accord. This is what Joel and I exposed. We figured it out. And by the way, nobody since then has said we were wrong. Oslo, Vatican, that is the peace in the Middle East. It's been nothing but chaos and death. Now, without diving into the Vatican spy, Shimon Peres, how did he react to the peace? The first thing the foreign minister announces, quote, headline, Peres wants to yield sights to the Vatican. President Shimon Peres is willing to hand sovereignty of key Christian sites to the Vatican, a proposition that is reportedly opposed by the interior minister, whatever the politics was back then. This is from Galit Sahal, IDF Radio. The president is exerting pressure on the government. Now, the president being Shimon Peres of today, okay, to give up sovereignty. This is way back in 94. This is what he demanded that the government give up. Sovereignty over six sites. Without diving into Nazareth and the Canaries, he demanded that the government give up. One, the cenacle on Mount Zion and Gethsemane on the Mount of Olives. In short, what he didn't succeed in doing in this trip that set the tone for this trip, he was pressuring the Israeli government since 1994 to give the Vatican their Jerusalem properties. And by the way, the total is 41 properties in Israel to be given up to the Vatican, and not as tourist sites, in sovereignty. In theory, I guess you need a passport to get in them. Look, what you just saw, Rabin opposed Peres and his Vatican handover agenda. He didn't give him what he demanded that the Vatican get. And for that, Shimon Peres organized his murder. And I say, with Vatican oversight. Now, I'm going to add something. Go get my book, Who Murdered Yitzhak Rabin? It's at lulu.com, L-U-L-U.com. What I just said on this show, I proved. Corroborating evidence, the works, that's what happened. Paris knocked off Rabin because Rabin, in some patriotic mood, who knows why, but he opposed the Vatican handover and he died for it. It's amazing that Netanyahu lives, but Paris is going to be meeting with the Pope, his final meeting, and Netanyahu had better watch his back.
I agree with you, and I think there are exciting things are happening over in Israel. The average American is not aware of this because they focus our attention on whatever they want to. Oh, my goodness, the latest football scandal, some fellow who owns a basketball team making a racist remark. They control the reality of the American people because they control the major means of communication in America. And yet, of course, the important things that are taking place in Israel and in that part of the world will eventually have a profound impact on what is going on here in America. I sincerely believe. Got about 2 minutes for you to wrap up the program, Barry.
Yeah, I'm not going to continue. We eventually, Joel again. Without Joel, I wouldn't have had my article with Joel, co-writer, in the New Republic. But in March of 97, we had an article, The Vatican's Jerusalem Agenda. I believe it was called Paris Secret. You know what? Whatever it was called, I'll remember it for the next show. We broke it in the National Review. Joel's marketing ability. Look, I was the writer more than Joel was. He was the marketer way more than I was. Somehow it worked. We broke Paris's filthy agenda in the National Review. March of 97. Go look it up if there's a way to find it. We broke it. And now Joel's gone. And you know what? Joel gave up. He was defeated. I couldn't. I had to stay alive. But back in the 90s, Joel and I, well, what we did and what we exposed to this day was the truth. It wasn't a mistake. We haven't been corrected. The piece that Paris stuck his nose in, the Oslo peace includes the Vatican as well as the Americans.
The fascinating things happening geopolitically. Most Americans don't understand them. We're heading towards a major crisis, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on.
This is Bill Armstrong, and I think it's time for Coloradans to unite behind the one gubernatorial candidate who can turn our state around, Mike Kopp. Mike's service to his country started when he enlisted in the Army just after high school. He was a paratrooper in the 82nd Airborne, a decorated war veteran whose tours of duty included fighting in the Gulf War. After the Army, Mike Kopp went to college, became a minister, served constituencies in three different states. Then Mike's calling led him to run for office. As a state senator, he has led the fight to end Obamacare in Colorado. He passed a law to make state government more open and transparent. Mike Kopp believes Colorado is facing a crisis of leadership, and we need a new path for our state and a new leader for our future. So please join me, Bill Armstrong, in supporting Mike Kopp.
Paid for by Make Colorado Great Again and not authorized by or coordinated with any candidate. Chris Marston, registered agent.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of mark or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
Well, Dr. Stan back here in Sydney, we are living in difficult times. Steve Forbes is a multi-millionaire. I don't know if you've followed him, but I have through the years. He's a very prominent investor and a publisher. Steve Forbes came out with a book yesterday, and the subject of the book was basically that if America did not return to a gold-backed currency, we were going to go into a terrible depression, and the whole financial infrastructure of America would be destroyed. Steve Forbes' book, we'll try to get Steve as a guest on our program and offer the book. You must understand, ladies and gentlemen, we're on the edge of a financial catastrophe that will destroy the value of people's pensions and annuities and bank savings. And the average American doesn't understand what's going on. People in China do. They're buying gold. People in India do. They're buying gold. People in America, maybe 1% of the people are preparing themselves for the terrible financial crisis that's coming. Well, there are all sorts of things that all ties into this move towards a one-world government, a one-world financial system, with the intentional destruction of our existing financial structure and the impoverishment of the American people and ultimately the destruction of Christianity. They know what they're doing. They've infiltrated our churches. Notice how they've changed the music of our churches today. Music that does not honor God. And I believe God is going to bring his judgment on America and his punishment because we've turned our back on him. We were once a great Christian nation. The Supreme Court on four separate occasions held America was a Christian nation. Well, we are no longer a Christian nation. And remember, Obama is simply a front for the power structure, the Brotherhood of Darkness. If you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, you can get it by calling 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. If you don't want to put the money out, go to my website, radioliberty.com, and you'll find it under video. It's a DVD, and the book came from the DVD. Oh, watch Brotherhood of Darkness. Understand there are secret societies today that dominate every aspect of our society. They control the right, the left. They control the Republican Party, the Democrat Party. They make mockery of our electoral process. But we do have good things happening. It sounds like they've got a great candidate running there in Colorado for governor. Get involved in the political process. Tell others what's going on. If we tell people, if we inform people, if we get people involved, we can begin to turn this thing around. At least we have to try. And because we do, we honor God and we honor our traditions. America was the greatest nation the world has ever seen. America is now a post-Christian nation. What are you going to do? If you're in a position to help finance Radio Liberty, quite frankly, we need your help. Our number is 1-800-544-8927. We need you to buy our product, Sydney, our health product, certainly our gasoline product, our Berkey product. We need you also to buy the four CD sets on Did Hitler Escape? Yes, Adolf Hitler Escaped to South America, on America's Nazi, the book America's Nazi Secrets, going into the background of how we help the Nazis. And the four CD set that goes with that is entitled The War Against the Jews. So if you're only going to get two things, get Did Hitler Escape?